Good morning. Our question today is, when it comes to Sfiras HaOmer, do women say the Sfiras HaOmer? And we're actually talking about two components there. The actual counting of the Sfira, Hayom Shlosha Yamim LaOmer, for example. Or also, that's one of the components, the actual counting. And the Bracha in advance of the counting. So would they do one, the other, neither, both? That's our question. So the Magen Avraham says as follows, Nashim Pturas Misvira, women are not obligated in Sfira Somer. Why? As we know, Davi Mitzvah Saseh Shazman Grama, it's a time-bounded mitzvah, then because it's a time-bounded mitzvah, it has to be done at a specific time, at a within a specific time period. Accordingly, it is a Mitzvah Saseh Shazman Grama, because it's time-bounded, women are not obligated to do this mitzvah. However, he does that on as follows, Dumihu Kfar Shavya Alayu Chova, however, they have taken it upon themselves as a chova, which means that women started doing it. They too take the mitzvah seriously, even though they're not obligated. But women count, and because of that, it became an obligation upon them as well. So we see from here that even though that women are exempted from this mitzvah, because it's time-bounded, but at least the Ashkenazic view is that they're permitted to do that, and they did do it, accordingly, they treat it as a chova. Now, having said that, there is a gamut of opinions on this very, very issue. The Nir Zero Shimshon and the Minchas Chinuch ask on this, that this concept of that women have accepted upon themselves as a chova, that concept only exists when you have a machlokas. Are women obligated or are they not obligated in something? And there are shitas this way and there are shitas that way. So it's a machlokas. And in that instance, if women indeed are machmir upon themselves and they adhere and they do the mitzvah, even though they're not obligated to, then we have that concept that they have taken the stricter view. They have made it a chiyuv upon themselves. There's a machlokas. Are they chayavod, not chayavod? And they indeed adhere to the tzad to be machmir, and they did the mitzvah. Accordingly, then we can say that it became a chova upon them. They have accepted upon themselves the shita to be machmir, and that becomes the halacha. On the other hand, when it comes to Sfiras HaOmer, there is no machlokes, are women obligated or not? All poskim agree that they are not obligated, they are exempt, because it's a mitzvah asheh ishaz ruman grama. So that concept of they've accepted upon themselves as a chova, that is inappropriate when it comes to Sfiras HaOmer. So that's the view that Nazir Shimshon and the Minchas Chinuch and the Darkei Moshe brings that as well. So that is, on the one hand, Magen Avraham say they are exempted, but now they've accepted an obligation. The others say that concept of accepting as an obligation is inapplicable when it comes to Sfiras HaOmer. The Mishnah Brura says as follows, Kimiduma de Medina Seino, it appears to me that in our country, talking about Europe, Ashkenazic practice, lo nahage nashe klal lispor, the minhag of women is to not count at all. So that was the view of the Mishnah Brura at his time. And the Sefer Shulchan Shlomo says, the al kopanim lo yivarachu, if they want to count, count, no problem, saying Hayom Shlosha Yamim LaOmer, Hayom Arba Yamim LaOmer, but don't say the bracha. Why not say the bracha? So he has a different concern. Da'abavada yitu biyom echad. Certainly they're going to make a mistake. One of the days they are going to skip it. Vagam al-Hirov enam yodim keor shamilos. And also a concern that he had at this time, not so relevant at our time, is that they will don't know the what the words mean as well. So why say the bracha when you don't know what you're saying? So bottom line here is that we have a real spectrum of shitas, from the Magen Avraham saying chova to poskim saying they should not do it, and in the middle that they can do it, or if they do it, do the counting, not the bracha, or even do the bracha as well. Each should adhere to his own minhag and have a wonderful day.